Welcome to session number 3 of the Sales and Marketing Audio Podcast. Episode number 3, Can This One Marketing Strategy Increase Sales for Your Business? In this episode, I'm going to tell you about a story of how I came across a great marketing idea. I'm going to tell you how that one idea could dramatically increase your sales. I'm going to tell you how that exact idea worked on me, and my opinion on why I think this strategy works. About a month ago, my car was making a terrible squealing noise every time I started it. That would last for maybe about 5 or 10 seconds, and then it would go away. I don't like auto mechanics because they are, I feel, expensive, and that often they look to take advantage of you. In general, up to about a month ago, I had never really found a mechanic close to my house that I really trusted and really liked. To try and get this squealing noise fixed, I booked my car at a mechanic that my sister-in-law had told me about. He agreed to look at it and did not tell me a price, but a general idea of what it would cost. It sounded reasonable, so I agreed to have him take a look at it and try and fix it. The day that I had dropped it off for him to work on, he called to let me know that he had fixed it, and that it was only going to cost me $30 to get it fixed. I guess there was something that needed to be tightened, so he downplayed kind of how much work it took and gave me a deal. Now, I had already looked into what potentially might be the problem and how I would have to fix it, and I know that in order to tighten the belts that he was talking about would have required a significant amount of time and even taking some parts apart to be able to get at the belts. When I talked to him about my bill, I also discussed kind of when maybe I could bring in my car to have a drive clean test done, because that was coming up as well. When I asked to pay, he said I didn't even need to worry about paying and that I could pay him later when I brought my car back for the drive clean test. At the end of this interaction, I realized that he had implemented a great marketing strategy that really got me to like his service and decide to use him going forward. Herein lies the one marketing idea that may be able to dramatically increase your sales. That idea is do small things for your customers at a great deal and don't charge a lot for small items. How this idea worked on me without me even realizing is that by implementing this type of approach, it did multiple things. In general, I usually have issues with mechanics because I think they cost too much, because I don't trust them, because they can basically tell me anything and I don't know the difference whether they've actually done what they said they have to my car, or even if what they're telling me is accurate, because I don't fully understand how cars work or have any way to be able to double check their work. I also find that they're often not very flexible with my schedule, and I just don't have confidence sometimes that they know what they're doing. The approach that this mechanic took alleviated all of those concerns that I usually have with mechanics. I believe this idea of doing little things for customers at a great price or a great deal, or not even charging them for some of the smaller items, works because it builds trust, it builds confidence, and it shows that you offer good value to your customers. From this example, from Martin's Auto Service in Elmira, they basically addressed all of the concerns for me. So first, cost. They only charged me $30, what I know most mechanics would probably charge $60, because usually they charge a minimum of 1 hour and their hourly rate is $60. So right there, I feel good because I feel like he's treating me very fair, and that makes me believe that in the future he's going to do the same. Second, he built trust with me by charging me far less than any other shop. He shared with me that it didn't cost him much, and so he was willing to pass that savings on to me, which really made me trust him even more. He also further built my trust by offering that I didn't need to pay right now and I could pay later, basically, in essence, him trusting me. And because he's willing to trust me, I feel like I can trust him. He also offered the flexibility that I was looking for in a mechanic. So he allowed me to pick up my car later after hours and also drop it off after hours, which worked with my schedule. And then finally, confidence. Because they were able to quickly fix my car, that gives me confidence that they know what they're doing if they can that quickly determine what's wrong and be able to fix it. As a result, I'm going to be taking all of my mechanic work for myself and my wife to Martin's Auto Service without even getting quotes from other places. I trust that they will treat me fair, and I just like working with them. Plus, In addition, I have told multiple family and friends about them because I just feel so good about using them. If you provide small items that cost you very little at great value, you will build trust and confidence with your customers, increasing customer loyalty and generating referrals and increasing sales. The story I've given here is a perfect example. I wanted to add in a disclaimer here. Martin's Auto Service, we're not getting any sort of financial benefit for them, either myself or ProfitWorks. They haven't paid us to do this audio podcast. They're not a customer of ours. They actually don't even know that we're doing this audio podcast. Kevin, if you are listening, hopefully you're okay with us doing this, and hopefully you've liked what we've had to say about your service. For you, those of you that are listening, if you live close to Elmira, I would highly recommend that you check out Martin's Auto Service and see kind of the work that they do in terms of auto repair. I think you'll be impressed. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, ProfitWorks provides sales and marketing services for companies that sell to other businesses. We focus on sales and marketing ROI transparency. We've never really liked paying for sales or marketing initiatives and not knowing if they were going to be profitable or not, or if they are in fact profitable or not. That's why we track and show ROI on the items we do for our clients. If you need help increasing sales, contact us. My name is Chris R. Keller, and I work at ProfitWorks. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to check out our blog at www.profitworks.ca/blog. P.S. To take a look at what the estimated ROI would be for a marketing strategy like this, go on over to our blog at www.profitworks.ca/blog, and you'll be able to find the ROI for something like this. When you get to the blog, just look for the article titled, "Can This One Marketing Strategy Increase Sales for Your Business?" And it's listed under the marketing strategy section of our blog.